Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here on a solo mission edition of the Feed 5 podcast. And I'm previewing all of the NCAA tournament brackets, region by region. And up next, the Wild Wild West, West. This is the Murderer's Row region, the path of death, if you will. The Green Ripper is like, ooh, I can't wait to see teams fail. But there are a number of squads that come out of this draw. So let's go ahead and start diving in the action right now. An opening shot. I'm going to take the Arkansas Razorbacks in their round one matchup against who? Oh, yeah, baby, the Kansas Jayhawks. A battle of coaching legends, Bill Self and John Calipari. I think it's too many points. So I think Arkansas has got to cover that plus 4.5. Available there at a -110 at BetMGM. And here's the reason why. Nearly equal of how they performed here for the last 10 games. Arkansas number 40 overall in Boratorva, Kansas at number 37. Neither one is really blowing the socks off of anybody in any statistical category. Evidence? Look at the Razorbacks. Number 131 EMG offense. Ho-hum. Number 118 EMG defense. Double ho-hum. Get to the free throw line often. They can cash in there. But turnovers have been a problem. You know, self-inflicted wounds, unforced errors by their own volition. Those have been issues. And meanwhile, I look at Kansas, a team that likes to play at a faster tempo, much like Arkansas does. They're 123 in EFG offense. Even worse defensively at 177 in EFGD. They're giving up 35.3% from three and nearly 50% inside the arc. They have been turnover prone in their own right. Number 274 in their last 10 games and turnover percentage offense. Decent from outside offensively where they're netting 37.5%. But I think John L. Davis, who is the star guard for Arkansas, I mean, he was a guy that really showed up and showed out as a member of that Florida Atlantic team. Recently that made the Final Four, maybe the good version of Big Z shows up, Brazil shows up. I mean, Arkansas's got guys. We just can't have a showing like they had against South Carolina to end the regular season. They shot like 18% in the first half. So I think we will get a good version of the Arkansas Razorbacks. So woo, Big Sue-wee! I'm going to take a plus the 4.5 against a disappointed Kansas team. That's got some guard issues. Yeah, sorry, Hunter Dickinson. You have a good game, but those around you, highly suspect, to say the least. Let's go to Totally Awesome, baby! I'm taking the over in Drake in Missouri. Yes, and over in Drake. And what do we never do? We never fade the Drake. You guys all know that. We love the Drake, hate the Drake. Love the Drake, hate the Drake. But again, we never fade the Drake. I am going to take the over in this battle of the Bulldogs versus the Tigers. The numbers come down. Open at 133.5. It's down to 132.5. Lighter juice is resolving over right now at BetMGM at a -105. I had the pleasure of interviewing Ben McCollum, the head coach of Drake, a week ago on my radio show, BetMGM Tonight. Check it out on Odyssey Stations. You can also watch the stream, the video version of it, on thegamingjuice.com, 7-11 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. So I talked to Coach McCollum, and I asked him a playful question at the end of the interview. I said, what's slower, Coach? You guys on a per-possession basis or Griff, the Drake Bulldogs mascot, wears an adorable blue tie on the sidelines, and they were cutting away for him during the March Madness, the Arch Madness of that Missouri Valley Conference tournament, and he was sound asleep every single time they went to him. He was just chilling in his chair. You know, the Bulldog wasn't moving, not really exerting a whole lot of energy, and Drake, one of the slowest teams in the country, kind of mimics that style, but Coach McCollum said, we don't intentionally play slow. We play what our opposition really dictates. And Missouri is a team that likes to run. And I'll give you the reasons why they do. You look at their overall adjusted tempo ranking, and they're up there inside the top 100 on the overall season. So they're going to try to push the pace. Number 81 to be exact in that category. They're also a team that can really fill up the cup. Number 24 in an EFG offense. But most importantly about the Tigers and Dennis Gates, they're not playing a lick of D. Number 336 in effective field goal percentage defense. They're giving up 62.1% from two and right around 33% from three. Drake, they don't really burn the nets offensively, but Bennett Sturts is a bucket getter. He's averaging over 19 points per game. They're shooting over 51% inside the arc in their last 10 games. and decent, but not shut down defensively on a per possession basis. Bulldogs number 143 in EFG defense. They're giving up 51.2% inside the arc and only 32.3% outside of it. But they were spectacular on the glass. We're going to see if Mark Mitchell is going to be A-okay for this game. The star interior force, really, for this Missouri Tigers team. But Missouri's ability to score, the fact that I feel Gates is going to purposely step the foot on the gas, Drake will be willing to run with them, and Sturts is a name you need to know. He could have a monster game in a matchup that is a primo one for him. So give me the over on Drake, Missouri, 132.5 at a minus 105. At BetMGM, let's tell a Cinderella story. And when you see a hole, if you're a running back, what do? You ram it! I like Colorado State to win not one, but possibly two games. Now, second-round matchup against the Maryland Terrapins would be quite intimidating and rather daunting. But this Colorado State team, I believe, is going to knock off the Memphis Tigers. Colorado State is number one in all of college basketball the last 30 days in effective field goal percentage offense. And they're a team that's shooting like 47.4% from three. And they're not taking like five threes a game. Over 40% of their shots are coming from beyond the arc. They are the epitome of efficiency, and they have an NBA star, future star possibly, on the roster in Neek Clifford, who's been one of the most efficient guys or last couple of months in all of college basketball. Don't agree with me? Well, look at Ken Pomeroy. He was like number 10 in the K-Poy ratings a month ago. He's now like in the top five overall in the season. That's how good he has been. Jalen Lake is an excellent guy, as well as a complimentary player, can make some outside shots. Crocker Johnson can beat you outside, beat you inside as well. And Bemba is a pretty good rim protector and a very good rebounder in his own right. Colorado State is going to beat Memphis. I know, danger! Watch yourself, Dane Danger. The Illinois transfer has played exceptionally well, but they're without their star point guard, who is going to be out for the NCAA tournament with a foot injury. So that is a colossal blow to Penny Hardaway. I think Colorado State is going to win that game. They are favored, after all. And I think I'm going to lay the chalk as well. I think the line's up to like 3.5, and I would still play that. And they got more than a puncher's chance of beating the Maryland Terrapins and tasting sweetness in the West region. So they're a quote-unquote Cinderella story. Value future in this region. Again, Florida's number one seed, heavy chalk. It's St. John's. Rick Pitino, I love the interview he had in the Big East tournament, and the announcers on Fox said, how are you going to celebrate tonight, coach? He goes, with a quart of Jameson's. How do you not love Rick Pitino? A guy is the brightest basketball mind alive, in my opinion, always pushing the right buttons, master motivator, and these guys play extremely hard. They have all season. I mean, Johnny's one of the elite defensive teams in the NCAA tournament field, well inside the top 50 in EFGD over the last 30 days. Now, they're outside the top 200 in EFG offense, but they make up for some of those offensive shortcomings by getting second, third, four chances on a single possession. Zubi Ejiofor is a guy go out there. I mean, he's had a 30-point game recently and get you 20 and 10, 20 and 15. They coax a lot of steals. They can beat you in transition, and they just challenge relentlessly at the rim, outside, moving up and down the floor in transition. You absolutely love this St. John's team, and they're 6-1 odds to represent the West in the Final Four. Yeah, that's definitely worth a sprinkle. However, my region winner is going to be the Florida Gators. I bet on them about a month ago. And I've been talking about this, whether via the written word at thegamingjuice.com or on BetMGM tonight. Check it out. Again, on Odyssey Station, 7-11 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. They're the best team in the country. I bet on them to win the national title, 13-1. That number is down to plus 350. They are the team to beat. There are no weaknesses. They got arguably one of the best backcourts in the country. And I can't wait for Clayton's MOP odds to drop because I'm going to get some action on that. You got Elijah Morton, who's got Final Four experience. You got Alex Condon in the post. Chinyelu is a very good postman in his own right. And they got a couple of guys at 3-4, and Thomas Hall and Will Richard, just do little things and have scoring outbursts in their own right. And again, it's just green, 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 and green on Torvik, no matter what the date range is. This team just doesn't flash red in any single category. Florida will represent the West in San Antonio. All right. Hopefully you check out all of these quick region breakdowns. On to the next one. And as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.